Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the High School Sports Spotlight on this Wednesday. We'll talk Mercer County boys track with Brecken Heinrichs. He is an outstanding hurdler for the Golden Eagles, trying to get to state. He qualified for state last year, but had to miss because of COVID. We'll hear from him right after this on WRMJ, WRMJ.com.
This is Nikki Lair. Have you ever had an accident with someone who didn't have car insurance? If so, you know how important it is to understand your auto coverage. If you're not sure your car insurance would protect you in this situation, you need to contact me, Country Financial Rep John Waugh's office. I can help you understand your policy so you get the protection that works for you. Call me, Nikki Lair, at 309-582-3455 to chat about your auto insurance needs today.
Life can feel like a real roller coaster. But if you describe it more like a merry-go-round, chances are you got a case of the spins. Or as we like to call it,
spinsies.
Vertigo.
That was close.
If you're dizzier than a horse on a carousel, you need to call Advanced Rehab and Sports Medicine. Having your balance out of whack can make you queasy and put you at risk for falling and breaking something you need.
Don't live life on a tilt-a-whirl.
We fix vertigo. We'll show you Advanced Rehab and Sports Medicine in Aledo, Canton, Kewaunee, and Macomb.
Jim Taylor back on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. Let's talk a little Mercer County Golden Eagle boys track and visit with Brecken Heinrichs. He participated the Illinois Prep Top Times event a couple of weekends ago down at Illinois Wesleyan in the 4x2 and also the 60-meter hurdles. So what'd you think of the experience down there? Brecken, tell us a little bit about how you did.
In the hurdles, I did pretty well because I got eighth, and I'm pretty sure I was like ranked like 11th out of everyone there. So I was pretty happy with that. Also got a new PR, and the 4x2 was a pretty fun experience because I never went for a relay. So it was just fun to go with someone as a team.
So you get to participate in the indoor season. And now you transition kind of to some outdoor stuff, and I know you've had one outdoor meet. What's it like, you know, basically going from the indoor track season to, you know, transitioning to that outdoor season?
I mean, it's pretty much the same, just the weather kind of plays a factor into everything, and then practices start going outside, so it gets a little harder and longer. And then some more events get added in, like the 4x1. So that also plays into factors, and we're just focused on like winning more meets throughout the year.
Well, you were a kid that was a state qualifier last year, but then something weird happened. So tell us a little bit about that story, and I'm assuming that is going to serve as maybe a little motivation for you this spring.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, so what? Tell our listeners what happened last spring. You qualify for state, and then what went down?
I qualified for state, and then the day before we were supposed to leave, I felt pretty much fine, and I went down, practice hurdles, was getting ready for the next day to start, just to go down and compete. And then I wake up the next day, and I feel like crap and not well at all, and I take a COVID test at home. Come positive, and then just to make sure, they made me take another one at school, and I had COVID, and I could not compete.
And you said, we were talking off the air, you said that happened basically the day before you were leaving, I think. How crushing was that?
It hurt. I've working all season to finally get to that point, and then not being able to run, it sucked.
So tell us what that means then for your senior, you know, the one thing that really be bad if you were a senior last year and that happened. So you were a junior, so you get another crack at it here, your senior season. Does that serve as a little motivation for you to say, man, I need to get back down there to get a chance to run on that track?
Oh, yeah, that's a big part of my motivation this year.
And then I think the other
get down.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say to get down there and actually run and hopefully do well, PR, maybe medal if it's possible.
So I think the other big thing about this year is the guy that's the head track coach by the name of Mick Lauk, it's his last year as head coach. What has he meant to you, and what do you think that means just in the celebration of this entire season, knowing that it's his final year as head coach of this great track program?
I mean, it makes me sad to hear that he has to go, because he has helped me in so many ways throughout the track season and just teaching me everything that I can do and trying to get me to my best. And hearing that it's his last year, it's kind of sad, but he has been doing it for a long time, so I'm also kind of happy for him. And I mean, I'll assume he'll help every now and then and come down, but it's still kind of sad to hear him go.
All right. And you want to see a kid run at state in the hurdles by the name of Brecken Heinrich. So have a good senior year, and good luck to you the rest of the season.
All right. Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.